Welcome to the Poised Investor Podcast. My name is Derek Amoko, and today we have a wonderful guest. We've got Alistair Still. He is the Chief Executive Officer for Gold Mining Incorporated. We're very excited to have him on the show today. Alistair, welcome.
Thanks very much for having me, Derek. Pleasure to be here today.
Yeah, the pleasure is absolutely all mine, and I'm sure our listeners are very excited to have you on as well. So I always like to start by asking, how did you get into the mining industry?
That's a great question, and actually, it was something for myself I'd known since I was a fairly young child, and we actually had a friend of the family who my brother and I had played with as kids, and his father was a geologist, and we would hear tales of stories of adventures, him traveling to different parts of the world and bringing back cool rocks and great stories. And I thought, hey, that would be a pretty cool thing to try one day. And I eventually got into geology myself, and which led to a career in mining, and here we are today.
Yeah, so that's a wonderful origin. So I wanted to ask, how has the mining industry, specifically gold mining, fared in the COVID-19 era in terms of profits, budgets, and health of the sector?
That certainly is a very relevant question and very topical, because the mining industry and gold mining in particular, like everyone else, has been touched by the pandemic and impacted by it. However, I would say that overall, as an industry, mining, and in particular mining in established first world countries, and mining that's been conducted by major operators and development companies, they've fared actually relatively well compared to some industries. And I think that's largely a testament to very rigorous standards and protocols they've established and put in place for health and safety and protecting the integrity of the workers and the safety of the workers. And I think it's those policies and those high operating standards that have let most mines keep operating in these troubling times. And like the rest of the world, and certainly like many of my colleagues, we hope the worst is behind us with the pandemic, and we move forward.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. I hope that, and it looks like things are slowly starting to open up and things are starting to get a little bit better. And hopefully that allows buyer confidence across many sectors to continue. And I guess that's a great segue into my next question. So do you think the bull market in commodities and in precious metals is intact? Or do you think that the reoccurring of rate hikes will help to smash it down?
It's certainly also very topical. We've been seeing some very volatile markets in the last while, particularly in commodity prices. For myself and my colleagues at Gold Mining Inc., we certainly are gold bulls. We think the market fundamentals are intact for a strong and sustained precious metals price rally. And we think that's based on a number of fundamentals. One is a straight, simple supply and demand situation. The major mining companies have simply not been keeping up with replacing reserves. So that's going to push demand for more metal and driving prices as the scarcity of the metals increases. We're seeing turbulence or uncertainty in the markets, and that can be due to the high inflation that we're seeing. It can be caused by the tragedy we see unfolding in the Ukraine right now. Those times of uncertainty really seek people seek times of or safe harbor. They're seeking for some security in their investments. And traditionally, over several millennia, gold has been a metal or an asset that people will go to when they want security and something they can have comfort in and security in their investing, particularly when we're in troubled times. So very much think the fundamentals are still intact. I think we're in a bull market for precious metals, and I can see that trend continuing.
Okay, that's great to hear. So you are the CEO of Gold Mining Inc., and you guys are trading on the New York Stock Exchange under GLDG, and it's one of the few gold junior companies that trade on the New York Stock Exchange, and you have many shareholders that are, some of the largest asset managers like BlackRock and many other funds. How important is it for investors to know that your company is trading on the New York Stock Exchange?
Well, I think it's certainly a key attribute that does set us apart. But I also would point out that we are a dual listed company, which also makes us quite special. We also have a listing on the Toronto Stock Exchange, and our ticker symbol in the Toronto Stock Exchange is quite appropriate for our company. It's simply GOLD, so and gold, and so that separates us as well. But you're right, the wealth of retail and institutional investors that we can have access to by having an American listing does separate us from many of our peers. Many of the junior mining and exploration development companies are based on exchanges outside of the NYSE. So having that exposure in New York really does help differentiate us from many of our peers.
No, that's wonderful that you've made mention of that, because we are located in the Toronto area and we have listeners in the U.S. as well. But it's very important that if you want to invest on either stock market, it's absolutely there. So historically, when gold rallies, the stock performs much better than spot price and offers amazing leverage. What do you attribute this to?
Well, I think it's really a simple fundamental that we, as an exploration company, have a very extensive portfolio of resources that underpin our value and determine our value. We have some 16 million gold equivalent ounces in the measured and indicated categories, and an additional 16 million gold equivalent ounces in the inferred category, so combined over 30 million gold equivalent ounces. So we have a very large resource base, and a small price movement can really get multiplied. We have a great leverage to that gold price by being a potential operator, potential developer of those assets. And that really makes a move in the price of gold, which may seem relatively small. A 5 or 10% movement in the price of gold can really send a stock like ours rocketing because of the leverage we have. Probably also important to point out that as much as we are fundamentally and principally a gold resource-based company, we also have significant resources of copper in our portfolio. We have over 2.7 billion pounds of copper resources on our projects, which are all throughout the Americas. We haven't ventured outside the Americas, and it's those resources of copper which are also helping increase our value. The copper does not occur as primary metals. It's not a separate copper mine, but the copper occurs with our gold at our operations and our projects. And so that when we run the economics of running a gold mine, we have credits coming in for the copper, and with some record high levels of copper prices that we're seeing, it really helps drive the margins and the economics of our projects.
Yeah, and it's so important that you did mention about electric cars there, because, well, you mentioned about copper, which in my mind automatically went to electric vehicles. With the switch to electric vehicles, we're seeing the use of copper, and we're seeing hopefully less usage of oil prices, especially how high they've gone in Canada now. I think for premium, we're up to almost $2.15 a liter. So it's quite significant. How have you seen copper prices go up based on that demand?
Well, I think there's two components there that you've raised and addressed. And one is the crisis that's unfolding in Ukraine, which seems to be largely driving the price of oil. But there's also some pretty fundamental drivers that's keeping the price of copper high. And, as I mentioned in our resources, we have copper in our books, which is great and occurs as a byproduct. And I think as electric vehicles become more and more prevalent and their popularity grows, there certainly will be changes in technology. And we've seen that over the last, 5-10 years, where it's principally the composition of the batteries that's evolving and the metals is changing. And you have different metals that come in and out of favor as batteries become more efficient and can last longer. But one component seems to be constant throughout, and that is the need for copper, in the wiring of the vehicles, various components of building cars and the batteries themselves. But one part that copper plays a very intricate component of in the whole switch to electric vehicles, of course, is the whole infrastructure and the electrical grid necessary. If we look at the rapid growth, and if some of the projections come true for the rapid rise of electric vehicles, there needs to be charging stations. There needs to be an electrical grid that people can charge their vehicles on. And what's that driven by? That's actually made from copper. Copper wiring for that grid is going to provide a huge demand for copper. So electric vehicles, they're likely here to stay. They're going to grow in importance. And I think the demand for metals that go into making them, in particular copper, will continue to remain strong, which will keep the prices high.
Very interesting. There's always a lot of talk when looking at stocks about unlocking value from within a portfolio. What steps have you taken to do that? And what separates Gold Mining Inc. from the rest of the pack in terms of unlocking value?
That's a terrific question. And certainly any CEO you would have talking about their company would say they're undervalued. But I think in our case, what we've actually demonstrated is as a path where we systematically show we're undervalued, but not just state that, but we actually have a path to unlock value from the portfolio. We do have a very large and unique portfolio throughout the Americas of copper and gold, over 30 million ounces. That's great. And it's packaged within 11 different properties that have resources on them. So really what we've done is a strategy for almost the first 10 years of the company's existence was an acquisition strategy. Our company founder and chairman, Amir Adnani, a tremendous entrepreneur, was acquiring assets at very opportune moments, downturns in the market and great buying opportunities. So acquired assets, and really they were not given much attention. The market didn't pay much attention because they were not being advanced. And it was easy to, you know, dismiss and say, hey, they're just put together in a package and we can't see what the real gems are within there. And since I joined the company about a year ago, I was, you know, keen to join a new team. I'd spent almost 25 years working for producing and major companies like Newmont and Goldcorp, Kinross, some classic mining companies over the years. And I saw this blank canvas ahead of me. And really what we've started on is the process of unlocking value from this extensive portfolio. We started that journey last year with a very important transaction for us. We took small royalties on each of our assets. We wrote those royalties. We put that into a new company. We called it Gold Royalty Corp. We launched that with a very successful IPO on the New York Stock Exchange. It was upsized twice. It raised $90 million in its initial IPO. And that's currently a company with a tremendous value. It's grown in less than a year to a market cap of close to $600 million. And the beneficiary of that is Gold Mining and our shareholders. We still own 20 million shares of that company, with a book value of close to $100 million. That's now on our balance sheet. So we have an exceptionally strong balance sheet. We have cash to go along with those shares. And it sets us up for the next phase of what we unlock or what we derive value from in the portfolio. We have launched on a couple of PEA studies. Those are preliminary economic assessments to show our projects have value and have economic merits. We've announced the first of those studies earlier this year in January. That's on our La Mina project in Colombia. That's an exciting project, which we're poised to initiate a drill program on in the near future. So we're advancing our projects by doing work on them, engineering and some exploration to show their value. But I think one of the key catalysts for unlocking value is, you know, what could be the next gold royalty type spin out or newco from our portfolio. And we announced a very exciting entity, a subsidiary within our company called US Gold Mining Inc. And that is specifically designed and set up to advance our Whistler project, which is in Alaska, a very large gold and copper resource, some almost 10 million gold equivalent ounces of gold and copper. It's very close to Anchorage, near infrastructure. The state has announced plans for a feasibility study to build a road into that part of the state to access for development. So a large resource with potential access being advanced by the state. It's another tremendous opportunity we see in the near future to launch and create value similar to what we've done with the recent launch last year, an IPO of Gold Royalty Corp.
That's amazing. I mean, if any investor needed a reason to invest in your company, you've basically drawn out exactly why and described exactly why. I wanted to ask you about uranium and how it's slowly becoming such an important energy source because of its, seen or perceived greenness. Gold Mining Inc. actually owns a uranium project at this time, which currently doesn't get any value from the market. What is the strategy with that uranium portfolio?
It's a very interesting situation we have. And, you know, for a gold-based resource company to have such an attractive uranium asset in our portfolio is quite unique. Certainly, uranium is not our core focus. So this is something that very few people recognize or give us value for. And it's something that we see as a likely opportunity and great candidate to do a potential newco or spinco, put that into a new vehicle, something similar perhaps to what we've done with Gold Royalty Corp. It's a very large land package. This is the Rhea Uranium Project. It's in Alberta. It's a part of the Athabasca Basin, which is some of the highest grade uranium producing mines in the world. In fact, some of the producing mines there are up to 100 times the global production average for uranium globally. So a high grade area. It's a very large area, 125,000 hectares. And it's really treated as a free option within our portfolio. Uranium has been getting a lot of attention because of the, you know, the greenness that it is an alternative to fossil fuels. And the price of uranium has been rising upwards, but in context, uranium prices are still only about one third of their all-time high, so there's still potential to grow there. And we think that that property in our portfolio has another great opportunity to unlock value for our shareholders.
That's amazing. And you said a lot of, you know, great things that would definitely help with the valuation of your company. But what would you say is the most exciting catalyst for Gold Mining Inc., in your opinion, at this time?
Well, I think the exciting catalyst for us is really our portfolio of assets and the next step we're poised to make, in particular with the announcement of creation of U.S. Gold Mining Inc. And we're backed by a very strong balance sheet. We have over $100 million on our balance sheet. We've put in place a new subsidiary for an exciting project, which has really been dormant for over 5 years now. No drilling, no activity on it. We're putting together, you know, some ideas for management and new structure to run that, resurrect that project, bring it back to life, and show that it's, you know, fundamentally undervalued in our portfolio. As a comparison, we might get a multiple of, on an enterprise value per resource ounce of, you know, $5 or $6 per ounce against comparative peers, which might be $20, $30, $40 per ounce. So we're not talking small increments that we could jump up here. We're talking fundamental gaps when once people start recognizing the value of our portfolio. And I think that will come with the initiation of our next step of advancing our U.S. gold mining subsidiary.
Amazing. So, Alistair, if you could one more time tell us where your company, Gold Mining Inc., is trading on the New York Stock Exchange and the Toronto Stock Exchange. What's their ticker symbol?
Absolutely. We are listed on the New York Stock Exchange American under the ticker symbol GLDG. We're also on the Toronto Stock Exchange, and I love the ticker symbol here, G-O-L-D, gold.
Yeah, it doesn't get any more straightforward than that. So for Alistair Still, I'm Derek. Thank you so much for listening to the Poised Investor Podcast.